Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And good Sunday morning to you. Welcome to Nature Notes with our naturalist and Jim Gilbert. It is exactly daylight saving time, 7:10. We'll talk to Jim in just moments. Then you'll all hear from my friends Lee and Pam at their beautiful store, actually two locations, Cardinal Corner. Pam and Lee say that this month of March, we need to start thinking of nesting birds, starting with wood ducks and bluebirds. Now, they are the first to arrive looking for houses, and Cardinal Corner has beautiful Peterson bluebird kits. They'll help you attract bluebirds to your yard or to start maybe a bluebird trail and feed them, those birds, the freshest bird seed you'll find anywhere. That's at Cardinal Corner. Don't forget to get their monthly newsletter, too. It's free. All kinds of tips and stories. You just go to cardinalcorner.com to sign up, and you can do that right now. Stop in. See Lee and Pam. They are in West St. Paul, Butler, and South Robert. Amy's at the Newport Center location. Call them, 651-455-6556. Or online at cardinalcorner.com. Cardinal Corner really is more than just a bird seed store. Good morning to you, Jim Gilbert. Welcome to daylight saving time.
That's right. Daylight saving time began at 2 a.m. today. Put your clock ahead an hour.
Right.
Denny, it was kind of a crazy day yesterday with the rain coming down.
Yeah.
And now here on northwest side of Lake Waconia, about 30 miles west of downtown Minneapolis. Looks partly cloudy. Strong northwest winds are howling. Temperature's about 28. I can't quite read the thermometer because it's so covered with ice.
Oh. Well, that's still 28 is still the official temp.
Yeah. And I think because it's been windy overnight, I think we have about 4 to 5 inches of new snow. It's kind of hard to tell.
Yeah.
But I at midnight, I went out and took in the, we have a precipitation gauge, and took it in and melted the snow and the sleet and everything else. And it went to 75 hundredths of an inch of precipitation. That would have been a lot of snow.
Boy, I guess.
So if we hadn't gotten the rain, we would have gotten much more snow. I was listening to the ad again. Sandy and I are looking forward to hosting a trip to France next August 3rd to the 12th. Of course, visiting Normandy and experiencing some of France's most iconic places, like, you know, Paris, Chateau Country, Monet's Garden at Giverny, and Mont Saint-Michel. But this trip has been planned by Michael Kenny from Defined Destinations, who has years of experience planning and leading trips to Europe. So this will be a good one. This is the last time we'll be advertised because it's almost full. There's a couple more spots left. So if you're interested, call 651-398-9358 or check the web, defineddestinations.com. Love to have you with on the trip.
That sounds like a great trip. Now, what time is that, August?
Yeah, August 3rd through the 12th.
Well, Monet's Garden should be in full bloom for sure. Then.
I know. Yeah. I've never been there, and
it's gorgeous.
I've been to France, but looking forward to seeing this. I've always been a fan of Monet's work, and so this is going to be fun to see.
You'll love it.
The sunrise today, 7:35. So after this show, sunset though, 7:12. This is going to be really interesting later on today to have the sunset so late. So today in the Twin Cities area, we have 11 hours, 37 minutes of daylight, and we've been gaining daylight at the rate of 3 minutes and a few seconds each day. We have gained 22 minutes of daylight since last Sunday, and a total of 2 hours and 51 minutes has been gained since the winter solstice on December 21st. The 11 hours and 37 minutes of daylight today is the same amount that we will experience next October 2nd. The normal high for today is 38, normal low 22. Records for today, March 10th in the Twin Cities, high 66. That was set in 2012 and again in 2015. The record low, minus 17, was set in 1948. The most snow, and now we're going to see what the record is at the airport later on today, but the most snow up to this point was 4.2 inches on this date, 1956. There's a waxing crescent moon 4 days past new. Rises this morning at 9:43 and sets tonight at 11:22. Our first quarter moon is this coming Thursday, March 14th, and full moon will be Wednesday, March 20th on the vernal equinox when astronomical spring begins in the northern hemisphere. Planets that are seen in the morning before sunrise look in the southeast: Venus, Jupiter, and Saturn. On March 11th, that'd be like equivalent to tomorrow, 1878, it's a little over 140 years ago, after the warmest winter on record, the ice was out of Lake Minnetonka, and that still is the earliest ice out date for the lake on record. Isn't that something? March 11th. You know, those that drive by that lake and are looking at, you know, the snow, the ice out there, thinking, wow. The second earliest ice out for Minnetonka was March 17th, 2016. Soon maple syrup producers will be tapping maple trees. The maple sap flow is triggered by thawing days reaching into the 40s. Have to get rid of some of the snow, though, around these trees before they're going to run. Be on the lookout for the first migrating flocks of Canada geese returning to southern Minnesota and the Twin Cities area. Canada geese move northward at the edge of the 32-degree isotherm. Their travels often can be stranded by snowfalls and blizzards. So that's what's happening now. And we can begin looking for the first migrating American robins. They will be, the new ones coming in will be flighty and noisy, not calm like the overwintering birds that so many of us have seen in the last few weeks. Our son Christian, who teaches geography and climatology here in Waconia, just returned yesterday from a spring break road trip to southwest Texas. He and a friend biked, hiked, and camped at Guadalupe Mountains National Park. They hiked to Guadalupe Peak. That's the highest point in Texas. That was 8,749 feet. They biked in Big Bend Ranch State Park. That's right next to Big Bend National Park, along the Rio Grande River, and in the Fredericksburg, Texas Hill Country, they did quite a bit of what we call road biking. They saw many wind farms, hundreds and hundreds of wind towers in southwest Texas, and report that the Texas bluebonnets were just starting to bloom. Boy, that's something I like to see in the springtime. Do we have time for a little more?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, Julie Brophy from Victoria on the shore of Kelser Pond this past Friday the 8th briefly saw her first of year eastern chipmunk. That was at 2:45 along the south-facing part of their home, and just their house. So it's just a warm little microclimate. The chipmunk stayed above ground for less than 5 minutes. Almost as if it was disappointed with all the snow that remained. So it just went back down into its tunnel. Julie mentioned that she has not heard a male mourning dove cooing yet. I haven't either. Julie works for Journey North, an education internet program that helps elementary and secondary ed students and others who are interested in learning about animal migrations. She and Elizabeth Howard report that large numbers of monarch butterflies have left the Mexican sanctuaries, but also many remain due to cool air that arrived last week. Gary Vollmer, who lives on the south side of Swan Lake near Nicollet, it's about a dozen miles west of St. Peter, reports that yesterday morning, his first year red-winged blackbirds arrived at his feeding station. There were maybe about 60 of them. What a sight to see them. He also reports the first year raccoon was out this past Thursday, March 7th. And he said, no geese yet. And normally the Canada geese arrive before the first red-winged blackbirds. Gary's wife, and I do not know her first name, is going to Kearney, Nebraska area along the Platte River soon to see the sandhill cranes that have been arriving there for about 2 weeks. It's time for the annual stopover gathering of almost 500,000 sandhill cranes in and around the Platte River in Nebraska from west of Grand Island area to east of Kearney. It's estimated that about 80% of the world's population of sandhill cranes do an annual spring migration layover in this area of the Platte River. Motorists on I-80 can see hundreds, maybe thousands, sandhill cranes while on the road. And, of course, if you probably want to find a safe spot, stop and listen to their what I call haunting, ancient, rattling, trumpet-like calls. But, of course, you got to find a safe spot for that. And there are interpretive areas there in that spot along not too far from Kearney, where you can stop and see these. We did this one spring in March. It was just a fantastic thing to see. Diane and Dave Herring have a sugar bush on their farm near Waterville, and their maple syruping gear is ready, but they need to have some snow level drop before tapping can begin. They snowshoed in Sakata State Park yesterday morning before the rain started and said that tracks of deer and squirrels and other animals were very distinct in the snow. On this past Thursday, Diane and Dave were just north of Duluth, where they went ice fishing out on Lake Superior. And I questioned this and said, oh, is that safe? Well, ice is never safe. But they said that they were checking the ice. They went out about 900 feet, and ice is still 15 inches thick. They were fishing for lake trout. Didn't have any luck fishing, but she said it was quite an experience to be out on the ice. Jerry and Judy Gray, who live near Winsted, are spending part of the winter at their home in Mesa, Arizona. Jerry called me yesterday afternoon to report that a common raven pair, now this is the same species that we have in northern Minnesota, is building a nest in a tall pine tree in their yard. Also, Jerry notes that with more than adequate rain, the plants in the desert areas have begun blooming. That blooming desert is so special to see, and it's starting. It has started, as a matter of fact. Mary Brislance from Luton, near the north shore of Lake Superior, reports that the lake is still about 90% frozen over, but between Luton and Grand Marais, there are open water areas along the shore. That area offers great snowshoeing conditions and cross-country skiing. Luton Mountain Ski Area is up to 80 inches of snow for excellent skiing and boarding. Mary notes that pine siskins are the most numerous of the bird feeder birds at her home. Art and Barb Straub from Le Sueur report that deer, pheasants, wild turkeys, and other wild animals are really having a difficult time finding enough food. This has been a tough winter. They have seen More flocks of migrating hornlarks this past week along country roads. So if you drive these country roads in southern and western Minnesota, you'll see these hornlarks and maybe groups of 3, 5, up to 20. They'll flit up as your car goes by, but these are considered to be the first migrants each year. On Friday, late afternoon and into early evening, they were able to count 969 wintering American robins returning to a grove of Colorado spruces on the edge of Le Sueur to spend the night. That must be quite a sight. And they're used to counting, and they're very methodical about this, and their numbers are pretty good. Yesterday, they had their first of the year flock of red-winged blackbirds fly right over Le Sueur. Ray and Marlene Simon from Northville report Friday the 8th at Lonsdale, he heard his first of the year male mourning dove cooing. With the sunny skies on Friday and temperatures kind of in the low 30s, their honeybees were out on cleansing flights and able to get back to the hives. Along county roads in that area, they've been seeing hornlarks, considered, like I said, to be the first migrants each year. Last Sunday, they saw a flock of over 50 hornlarks. Yesterday morning, before the rain, they counted 100 pine siskins at their feeding station. Yesterday, during the rain, northern cardinals, mourning doves, white-breasted nuthatches, and more kept coming to their feeding station. Paul Grusing, who lives just south of Fairmont, reports both gray and fox squirrels were feeding in the rain. And Sandy and I noticed the same thing here. These squirrels, the gray squirrels, were eating, and they were just getting soaked. I don't even know how they lived through the night. Birds also came to their feeding station in the rain. They've been seeing raccoon tracks in the snow. The ice thickness is tough to measure because of all the snow and slush on top. But on Bud Lake and Sisseton Lake, the ice is about 20 inches thick, and dissolved oxygen levels are very good. Tom and Lisa Bovers from Faribault report seeing a small kettle of migrating bald eagles on Thursday, the 7th of March. And this kettle of eagles is moving from southeast to northwest. The same day, American tree sparrows in their backyard, in their feeding station, began singing their spring songs. Dark-eyed juncos had started singing their spring songs on February 28th. Between Faribault and Northfield, they see hornlarks along the county roads, and they spotted 6 eastern bluebirds at a spring going into the Straight River at Riverbend Nature Center. But that was just like yesterday. But these are probably birds that wintered over. He's pretty sure that's what it was. This coming week, they hope to observe migrating red-winged blackbirds, killdeers, Canada geese, and, of course, other waterfowl. So, I don't even know what, I better check the time here.
It's 7:28 exactly.
7:28. I'm trying to think of what else I could.
Well, you know what, Jim?
Has anybody sent you a text or anything this morning?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, Carol from Maple Grove said last week, or sent this text, that last week she had approximately 50, she calls them dark-colored ducks, landed in her backyard and walked to their feeding station. What kind of ducks would those be?
Mallards.
Oh, really?
Mallards
okay.
will fly right into a feeding station. Where did she write from?
Maple Grove.
Maple Grove. Okay.
And
that
Craig,
makes sense.
And Craig from Chautauqua, this is something we've seen here in Minnesota. The snow is so deep, I had to get a snowcat and teams of horses to pull the ice shacks off their lake in Chautauqua.
Oh, I know. They were supposed to be off by the 4th. I saw a couple of fish houses out here on Lake Waconia yesterday, but they had just been moved out for the day. Now I have to take them off each late afternoon, early evening when you leave. Can't leave them out there anymore.
Cannot. Well, Jim, we must take our leave here, and we hope to talk with you 1 week from today. It'll be interesting to see what kind of weather we have to talk about then.
It should be a really interesting week coming up.
Absolutely.
I'm going to go out and try our snowblower now and see what I can do. See if we can get off to church in time. Well, I don't know.
Well, be
There's
safe.
A lot of snow out here.
A lot of snow. Yeah. And sometimes the highways this morning we're hearing can be kind of treacherous, so watch yourself out there.
Yes. Everybody be careful.
All right, Jim. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Jim Gilbert back next Sunday morning with more Nature Notes here on News Talk 830 WCCO. We move to 27 degrees in the Twin Cities.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.